Well, before the pandemic, you might have worked through the sniffles or a sore throat instead of taking a sick day. But now, provincial public health guidelines could mean you might not have a choice. The Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association says its members are being forced to burn through sick days when they aren't really sick. The CBC's Johnny Hodder has been looking into this, and he joins us now. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, Martin.
So you spoke with a teacher who felt like she was forced to use sick leave. Tell us a little bit about her.
So this teacher lives and works on the Avalon Peninsula. CBC's agreed not to use her name because she's concerned about some repercussions at work or potential repercussions at work. So for our purposes, we're going to call her the teacher. About 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday morning, the teacher had been having some stomach issues and woke up with a headache. Now, she wasn't feeling great, but it wasn't the end of the world. And in any normal year, she told me she would have just taken a painkiller, maybe something to settle her stomach, and tried going to work. But this isn't a normal year, and now there's a COVID-19 checklist she has to go through before she can decide if she can go to work.
So I thought I'd better check the COVID screening from the district just to see if these are possibly on the list, and they were. So I had two symptoms from the list, so I advised my assistant principal that I did not pass the screening for this morning, and she asked me if I was going to be following protocol.
Right, so following protocol, it sounds very official. What exactly does it mean?
Well, it is kind of official, and long story short, it means she would be following the public health guidelines. Essentially, they say don't go to work if you have two or more symptoms on the checklist, and in fact, you're not supposed to enter the school building until 24 hours after your symptoms go away. In the meantime, the teacher calls 811, gets the number to call to talk to somebody in public health. They advise her to self-isolate if possible until her symptoms subside. They also schedule her for a COVID-19 test the following evening at 8 p.m. The teacher thought it was strange that she could return to work before she got the test, so she asked her assistant principal if that was okay. The assistant principal said if that's what public health says, then it's fine, so that's what they did. Now, I asked the Department of Health for some clarity on the official guidance. They said if someone's symptoms clear up in 24 hours, then it's unlikely they have COVID-19, so they can go back to work, and they actually don't have to take the test at that point.
Okay, so the teacher is out for a day and a half. She uses her sick leave. Why is using sick leave then a problem?
Well, in a normal year, she says she wouldn't have used a sick day for this. She would have just taken a Tylenol and fought through it. The teacher feels like she didn't have a choice this time because of that screening checklist and the protocol. And the problem is she only has a limited number of sick days.
Sick leave is to be used for when you are actually too sick to be in the building. And just because you didn't pass two of the screening questions doesn't mean that you're not able to work. There's lots of times when teachers work through a head cold or a headache. You know, our sick days are very dear to us, I guess, and we use them when absolutely necessary.
And the idea here is that if she runs out of sick days, then she has to go on an unpaid leave, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of wiggle room there in terms of being able to borrow sick days from the following year, but it's a little bit of a rob Peter to pay Paul scenario.
Johnny, what does the Teachers Association have to say about this?
Well, the NLTA has filed a grievance with the NLESD and the Department of Education on behalf of a group of teachers, including the one I spoke with. The NLTA's stance is that if teachers are being told they can't go to school by the government and the district, then they shouldn't have to worry about their sick leave running out. Here's how NLTA President Dean Ingram describes the situation.
The association doesn't accept that government has the authority from either in the context of either of our Prince or Lab West collective agreements, or for that matter the Schools Act, to direct teachers to use their sick leave because they're exhibiting symptoms which may or may not interfere with how they're able to perform their duties.
Now, there are clauses, according to Ingram, in the teachers' collective agreement that speak to extenuating circumstances where paid leave would be more appropriate than sick leave. I asked him if he thought following COVID-19 guidelines should be considered one of those extenuating circumstances.
Yes, that is the whole intent. We believe that the collective agreements in concert with the Schools Act provide that mechanism and certainly support our case with regards to the grievance.
All right, so that's what the Teachers Association says. What about the Newfoundland and Labrador English School District and the Department of Education? What are they saying about this?
Well, I contacted both the NLESD and the Education Department. They both declined an interview, but the NLESD provided this statement. It says, the Newfoundland and Labrador English School District respects the provisions of the NLTA collective agreement and the dispute resolution process. The district contends it would be inappropriate to comment publicly on any ongoing matter proceeding through that process. Meanwhile, the Department of Education said they were going to get back to me, but I haven't heard a formal response as of now.
Johnny, any sense of when we can expect to see a resolution to this?
Well, that's another question I put to Dean Ingram. He said the grievance process is underway, and there are certain timelines and deadlines for responses between the parties, but as it stands right now, he can't say when he expects it to be resolved.
All right, we'll leave it at that for now. Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you, Martin.
That's the CBC's Johnny Hodder. Now, for more on this, you can check out Johnny's web story at cbc.ca/NL. In the meantime, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Give us a call on our talkback number, 1-800-777-0990, or you can send us an email at newfoundlandmorning@cbc.ca.